Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Today I bring you a special daily devotional. We're breaking away from our current series for me to bring you this special daily devotional. And I'd love you to turn with me, please, to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. And we're going to go from verse 9. And this is what the Word of God says. In actual fact, this is what God Almighty Himself is saying through the prophet Jeremiah. And it is important whenever we hear the Lord says that He is speaking directly to us. This is a message directly from Almighty God. Often people say to me, how does God talk to you? Well, He talks to me a lot through the Word of God. And it's important that we understand that when God Almighty is speaking, it needs to be listened to, and it needs to be taken care of, and it needs to be understood, and it needs to be acted upon. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. This is such a powerful scripture, beloved. You see, you and I, we live our lives every single day. We come across people, we meet people. We meet someone. I can remember when I was a kid meeting a woman I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with. In fact, she was a girl. I was 17. She was 17. We got engaged. And I thought, she is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in my life. I still remember her today, many years later. And my heart was telling me one thing, but it was wrong that I was with her. And I didn't know that at the time. You see, beloved, listen. God Almighty tells us very clearly, carefully and clearly, that the heart, the human heart, is the most deceitful of all things. So understand this. Whatever you're feeling in your heart, you may think is coming from God, but actually it could not be coming from God. It might not be, because the heart is deceitful. We are seeing this in this particular scripture. Often people say, listen, don't follow your head. Don't follow your head, it'll get you into trouble. Follow your heart. They say, follow your heart. Why should you follow your heart? Because your heart is your heart. It is full of your emotion. That is where all of your emotion comes from. It comes from the heart. But we're now finding out something really, really interesting. That the heart is deceitful. That means that unless we are following Almighty God so very, very closely, we are going to be led down the wrong pathway because of what our heart is saying. We're not even looking at what our head is saying. We're looking at what our heart is saying. And our heart says, I love you. I love you so much. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I need to spend the rest of my life with you. And I know it's right. Why? Because my heart is telling me it's right. My head, perhaps, is telling me it's wrong. But my heart is telling me it's right. But then you look at this scripture, and that all falls apart. It all falls apart. Simply because God Almighty is telling us today. He's telling you, beloved, today. The human heart is most deceitful of all things. And then God doesn't even stop there. He goes on to say, and desperately wicked. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? I have never seen this scripture in this way before. But when I saw this scripture yesterday, I knew I had to bring this as a daily devotional because it's so, so important. It cannot be overlooked and it cannot be overturned any longer. We have to understand that we are deceived by our hearts. Why? Because our eyes are not fixed on Almighty God. Our eyes are not fixed on Jesus. If they were fixed on the light and not on anything else, then it wouldn't be deceitful, because God Almighty would be guiding us. We cannot, beloved, be deceived any longer. We now have to understand that our hearts are wicked. They have been corrupted, and therefore we need to turn to Almighty God and say, Father God, I am so sorry I have allowed that to happen in my life. I am going to keep my eyes fixed firmly on you from now on so that my heart does not become wicked any longer. That is why, and it just comes to mind now, that when I bring you a word on forgiveness, for instance, I am constantly saying to you, it's not about the emotion of forgiveness. What it's about is doing God's will. And God says we have to forgive, so we have to forgive. So therefore we do it with our will and not our heart, not our emotion. We do it with our will. It's constantly with our will that we do things, beloved, not with our hearts. Our hearts can follow on behind. When we are doing the will of Almighty God, our hearts can follow that behind. You know, when you say to somebody, I forgive you with my will, then eventually you will forgive that person with your will. And then what will happen is your emotion will catch up with your will, because your emotion is then lining up with the Word of God, because you are doing that which the Word of God says you should be doing. And therefore, that's how your heart can then catch up with your will, if you will. It's not about our hearts. It's not about our emotion. It's not about us falling in love with this person or that person. It's not about us saying, I can't forgive until my emotion allows me to forgive. I'm going to continue to really hate and detest that person because my heart is telling me I should hate and detest that person. But we now know that our hearts are corrupt. We know that our hearts are the most deceitful of all things. And as God tells us today, they are desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? And then God goes on to say this. This is amazing. But I, the Lord, search all hearts. And that's what he did with me recently. He searched my heart and found me wanting. And he has changed my life, beloved, I can tell you that. Because I allowed him to shine his torch on every aspect of my heart, every aspect of my life. And I found out to my cost that the heart is wicked. The heart is corrupt. It is deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. Motives that we keep hidden and we don't tell anybody about. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. Beloved, let's keep our hearts fixed on Jesus. Let's keep our lives fixed on Jesus. I want you to pray with me now. Heavenly Father, say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry of the things that I have done wrong. I ask you to forgive me. And I ask you to forgive me for making wrong decisions when I have been led by my heart. From today, I will be led by you, Lord, and by your Holy Spirit. And I will keep my eyes fixed on you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.